Chapter 19, Mishnah 3, Marchitzin Esakatan, you could also then wash the child, Bain Lifnaya Mila U Bain L'Achara Mila, you could even wash the child, says the Mishnah, on the day of the bris, before the actual bris. And then certainly afterwards, because afterwards now we consider, you know, we want to look after the child, that the child's life shouldn't be in danger, Chas V'Shalom. Umezalpin Alav Bayad, so according to the first opinion, you have to, when you wash the child, you've got to sprinkle water on him by hand. You don't do the washing in a normal way. You sprinkle the water in it by hand. Avalo bekli, but not with a vessel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Omer, he disagrees. He says, Merchatzin esakatan b'yom ha-shlishi. You could wash the child even up until the third day. Shechalias b'shabbos. Shneemar, because the pasuk says, V'hi b'yom ha-shlishi b'yosam ko'avim. That on the third day, it came to pass that they were in pain. This is talking about, you know, when they circumcised the men of Shechem, it says they were in pain up until the third, on the third day. So for 3 days, says Rabbi Manazari, you see the child is in pain, and therefore you can circumcise the child up until the third day. And he brings over here that actually the halacha is like him. So you could wash this child up until the third day, and you can wash a child normally. He doesn't hold you have to sprinkle or do it in any backhanded way. And not only that, but he brings over here, you could even heat the water. If you didn't have hot water available on Shabbos, you could even heat the water. Change of topic. Sophic, androgynous, doubtful person, meaning that if the child was born on Friday in twilight, after sunset but before nightfall, so we don't know if that forms part of the day or part of the night. And so the following, when it comes time to bris him, so we don't know if we can bris him on Shabbos or the day before. So that kind of suffix, the androgynous and also hermaphrodite, has both male and female characteristics. Ain mechalin alav es haShabbos. We don't profane the Shabbos to do the bris on Shabbos for either of these two categories. We don't. We only give the child a bris on Shabbos if we know for sure that it's the eighth day and that it's like a normal child, not a right. But Rabbi Yehuda, Mateb androgynous, but Rabbi Yehuda says no, in the case of a hermaphrodite, we still give him the circumcision on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, it does have the male characteristics as well, and the female characteristics. So it's because the androgynous has the male characteristics, we could, says Rabbi Yehuda. But he brings over here that the halacha follows the first Tana, not Rabbi Yehuda.